I was married from home, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Defender 7 Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and the general of the Defender 7. Now, before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, for those of you that are just new tuning into us, welcome. And if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. That is the only way that we can help you and your community in a time of need. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're also on MeWe. Click on Organizations, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks, we are not a militia. For tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy when you call in and participate. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to call and talk on the phone? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcasts. Our radio shows go nationwide and global. So, love to see a lot more participation from a lot of different people. Phone lines are now open. Come tell us and give us your thoughts and opinions on what you feel about what's going on around the country and the world. This administration has done, in my opinion, has done nothing but do what they set out to do, and they've said it for months and years, to ram this country right down into the ground and make us to where we have to rely on them. Believe me, people, you do not want to have to rely on the government for anything. I believe a lot of you out there are realizing that. Some not so much as others, but you can't help it if they're too stupid and blind and only believe what the government tell them to do. From vaccines on up to everything that's going on. It's why Americans don't, real true patriot and Americans don't trust this government. And it's sad. It's so sad that the fight, once again, for something that you were born with, which is your constitutional rights. Nobody, I mean nobody, has the right to trample on our constitutional rights. You can't change them. You can write amendments in there all you want, but you cannot change what our forefathers have put on that paper. And both sides included, especially them fucking rhinos, excuse my French, the ones that teeter-totter on the freaking line. Yeah, you know who you are. I don't have to put your names out there. Everybody in this country knows who you are. You prove it every day. Sorry about that, folks. I didn't know that.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression?
I wait here for long, and I'll die in here.
Really wish Blog Talk would get on the ball and fix stuff. Anywho, allow me to bring in, I see, our major ass pains here, Miss Lorna Munson.
Yep, I'm here.
And I believe Maria Delamine's with us tonight.
Yes, I managed to get on. How's it going?
Good, good, good. How y'all doing?
Oh, it's been crazy, crazy.
I'm tired.
What are you tired from?
I'm not used to this working shit.
Oh, you're working.
You're used to sitting there with your feet up.
I could have today. God, that thing that I was running today sucks. And you can't adjust your chair right, and so you're kind of hunched over for 8 hours, so it kills your back.
That's called old age, Lorna.
It's my old job.
Yeah, they kicked her out of Tennessee after they kicked her out of South Carolina.
They kicked her out of Tennessee.
Yep. They said I brought all the snow last winter and I brought all the heat. So they can get out of here.
So when's the beauty go back to Wisconsin, I hope?
Huh?
I said you didn't go back to Wisconsin, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I like the crisp mornings. I like the fresh air. I like the people. The people are awesome.
Until
they rock
fart.
Around here. Huh?
Until you fart, but it's not fresh air.
No, that's the cow fart.
All right, Ayok.
Yeah.
I think the guy. Do you think all the flags that are a domestic terrorist? The Gadsden flag, the Betsy Ross Flag, and a few others. What's his face? Ted Cruz went off FBI guy because of it. He took off his boot and everything.
Oh yeah, because they're probably trying to say that we're racist again.
Yes, if you fly those flags, you could be a Christian nationalist, white supremacist, domestic terrorist who hates people.
Yeah, which is everything that the Democrats are.
Right. That's crazy.
Because remember when they label us and they say it's all about because of the Republicans, it just means that they're just trying to throw it off, even though it's them.
Oh yeah,
yeah
I know. Whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you because I'm rubber and you're glue.
Right. Yep.
No, but it's true. You know, it's like, you know, whatever they say about us, it's true about them.
Yeah, they've proven it time and time again. I laughed at the results from this Griner woman, whatever it is. I have no sympathy whatsoever for her.
Yeah,
disrespect.
She got
our,
what, 9 years?
Yeah, disrespect our flag and our country. You deserve everything you get over there.
That's yeah, well,
my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. You know, but and Biden wants to trade a cold-blooded killer for her and the veteran that went over to Ukraine to fight and got caught. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for him either.
Because he was an arms trafficker.
Right. But the American? No, that American soldier that went over to Ukraine to fight and got caught by the Russians.
Oh, yeah. He's just
a
pawn.
And Blinken and them are talking about like it was a done deal, and Lavaro, however you pronounce that Russian guy's name, is like, no. He goes, what are you talking about? You know, this White House lies up the wazoo, and they kiss at China's ass constantly. You were saying, you know, that about the government. Here's the thing. The problem is it's not the government that you're going to be depending on. It's China. Because do you know how much land China has purchased, how much farmland, how many businesses, how many houses? And I don't mean Chinese Americans. I don't mean American citizens who are Chinese.
I know, because that's what I was going to get into next. That's what cracks me up, because they're in Biden's pocket. How do you think they're able to buy up all of our land?
He's now kowtowing to them. He is their bitch. I mean, him and his son. I mean, and Mitch McConnell isn't much better. Look at his wife.
Hey, like I said, they're all flip-floppers.
You know, I don't know what to do.
You tell them the sky's blue, and they're going to tell you, no, it's pink.
Right. The same thing. You know, all this shit people keep saying, oh, the government's in control or the White Hats are in control. And I'm like, bullshit. No truly person of good moral character would allow what is happening to children right now on the southern border keep happening. And look at that 12-year-old girl in Alabama that chewed through her restraints and escaped having been in a house of dead bodies for 2 weeks by an illegal alien who's already been deported a couple of times, child molestation.
Oh, yeah, he's a catch and release. You know, it's slap,
yes.
Slap on the wrist. Revolving door. And that, and that's what pisses me off, because they lose the fact. They want to lose the fact because they're all guilty of being involved in child trafficking.
Right. And that's what makes me sick. Yeah, here's the thing. We have said constantly, whatever you may think of January 6th, there were some bad actors who absolutely deserved to go to jail. But unfortunately, but just because they deserve to go to jail doesn't mean they deserve to stay locked up without a trial, without charges being placed upon them. They're being treated worse than terrorists.
Yep.
But yet, you know, look at all these Afghanis that they let in. Turns out that they're terrorists, and they have no idea where they are. Or all the illegal migrants that have come off, that they've just canceled all their court cases and removed them from the docket and erased their names, so they've automatically got amnesty.
Yeah, well
now,
that's the Biden administration for you, because they back each other up.
And also, did you hear, they want to get all illegals coming across the border, as they come across, they want to give them now a Social Security number and a state ID or federal government ID.
Yeah, because that's just stalling the fact that they're allowing these illegals to come in by the thousands.
Right. It's crazy. Freaking crazy. I don't know what they're going to do, but...
And what cracks me up is that, you know, our own Supreme Court justices ruled to leave our damn Second Amendment alone, but you notice every conference, every congressional hearing, that's all they bring up.
Oh, did you see that the DOJ, Biden's Department of Justice, has decided that the Supreme Court did not have the right to reverse the constitutional right to reverse Roe v. Wade?
Well, Roe v. Wade is not in the Constitution.
Well, no, actually, according to the DOJ, that they went against the Constitution by overturning it.
How'd
I
they
kid
do
you
that?
Not. I saw it today.
Yeah, I know. I read the same article. But that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you the same thing I said when I read it. How the hell did they figure that? It's not part of the Constitution.
Right. So they're saying that, and then they're telling states that if they don't give emergency abortion care, they're not going to get Medicare coverage. And here's my thought. First of all, if a woman goes in needing medical emergency, a care, you know what I mean? She had a miscarriage or whatever, she's not going to be denied. You know, she comes in there, you know, she's been raped or beat up and her life is at risk or whatever. They're not going to deny her an abortion, because it's not an abortion at that point. What they're denying is birth control. Yeah, to killing a baby for birth control because you got mad at your boyfriend and you don't want to have his baby.
Right.
Or you want to hurt your ex-husband, you know, your divorce is final and you want to hurt him, so you go and get an abortion.
You want to go have a one-night stand on protected sex.
Yeah, I mean, you know, women keep shouting out about my body, my choice. What about your body, your responsibility?
Right. That's what always cracked me up growing up as a man, you know, growing up. Make sure you wrap that thing. Well, you know what? Yeah, it is my responsibility, but it's also the woman's responsibility to be on something, too.
Right. See, here's the thing. women, you know, they're going to, some women want to get pregnant in order to trap you, this, that, or the other thing. So your ass needs to be careful. Make sure that you supply your own condom so that they can't poke
yep.
holes in it, and spermicide,
yep.
and whatever else you can get. You know what I mean? And, you know, women, they want to blame, you know, oh, it's dick's fault that I got pregnant, so we're not going to give sex anymore. Men need to get a mandatory vasectomy at age 12, you know, so that we can have sex with whoever we want. And I'm like, yo, it's your body. Keep your legs closed. Take birth control. I mean, there's so many different forms of birth control. Take more than one type.
I don't worry about it because, you know, half the population took the vaccine, so they ain't got to worry about getting pregnant.
That's true. Yeah, that's. I feel sorry for these, you know, some of these women because not all of them are murderers.
No.
You know. You know, and you know, and then, yeah, it just it's crazy. It's, you know, and the rest of the world, especially our enemies, is just laughing at us.
Yeah, because they know that this administration is nothing but a joke.
Yeah, if we don't do something soon, I don't know that we will be able to do much of anything. I mean, personally, I think we need to kick out all foreign nationals, especially the communists.
Yeah.
I don't,
well,
you know, they should never have been allowed to buy land or anything. They need to be thrown out.
I think both sides need to grow the fuck up and start working on what's really affecting us. Our supply food chain, our fuel, our taxes.
Yeah.
And
okay.
To top that all off, also throw in there that, you know, leave all this other bullshit alone. It's already been decided. It's already been put to law or whatever. Move on from it.
We need to pull all our troops back. I'm sorry. Even if it means being an isolationist for a short period of time, we need to fix ourselves. Fuck everybody else. Especially since none of them seem to give a shit about us.
And they need to start really going after people like Fauci and all them for the friggin' bullshit hoax of this fucking COVID. Oh, now that COVID is being swept away by monkeypox and polio, let me tell you something. Polio has been around for decades.
Are they talking about polio again?
Yeah, New York City.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're going to sit here and bring up every old freaking variant of a disease from decades ago because nobody in the right mind is scared of this COVID hoax anymore. And they ran out of variants because everybody said you're full of shit.
Yeah,
so
but they're still trying
they need to crack down on those people and start showing the American people that they truly care about us by busting all these Hunter Biden and all of them that are involved in illegal shit. Same thing with Pelosi's husband.
You're dreaming. It's not going to happen.
No, I know.
Even after this red wave in November, it's not going to happen. I don't think you're really going to see any changes. Not, because what's going to happen is they're going to get in office and they're just going to take their time and they're going to go after Fauci and Biden and that's their plan. They're going to waste our time and taxpayer dollars, you know, impeaching this person and the other person, and they're not going to get anything done. It's going to be about payback.
God forbid, they're Democrats. They know they ain't got nothing on Trump for this January 6th friggin' joke of a hearing.
Because
if they did, it should have already been brought out. It shouldn't drag on, oh, well, we're going to come back in October with it. Yeah, gee.
Yeah,
one month before primaries.
Yeah.
Not
and
Democrats.
Yeah, the Democrats are fucked. I don't deny that. But there's still enough of them along with rhinos in office or that will get elected that we're really not going to see a lot of change. I know they're calling for a convention of states. You know, so that we can do, like, term limits and stuff. But I don't know that that's going to happen either. Like I said, I don't want to say I've been black-pilled because I still have hope. But I haven't seen any evidence that things are going to change.
No. No, it's just the only thing that's going to change is no names.
Right. You know, if you get... Now, Trump says once he gets in office, or actually whoever the next president is, there's like 50,000 government jobs that are going to disappear. And, you know, and the Democrats are trying to stop it, and they can't figure out how to. And I'm like, that's great. I've been saying for decades. I've been saying since I was like in my 20s that there are too many, you know, like bureaucrats. There are too many people in like the people in charge of welfare, the people in charge of Social Security, or the IRS. We didn't elect those people, and they're the ones that are bossing us around. Or the FBI and the CIA. We didn't elect those people.
And now look at the IRS. Do you know that they've got the most weapons?
Yep.
And
like,
the most
the
ammunition?
Right.
What?
And they were buying
exactly.
our weapons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well, they have a police force. What the hell? Since when? It's crazy. I don't know.
They got a security force, just like any other government agency. When their buildings
are... To protect the building, yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. That's just it. Don't come off that property thinking that you're going to try to, you know.
What the hell do they need? But some of the weapons that they have, I don't understand why they need those weapons.
It's the same reason why they feel that we don't need AR-15s.
No. We AR-15s for hunting or I mean, and maybe protection, defense, or whatever. Mostly an AR-15 is for hunting or defense against the government when they come and try and take your gun. But regular defense, a handgun is actually used more often. But what is the IRS, I can see them needing handguns. I don't understand why they need... guns that would normally be used for war or for hunting. So,
that's just it. They want all the government to have those weapons,
right?
And screw law-abiding citizens.
Yep. Right. Oh, it's very scary.
And
happened.
And see, Biden screwed up at that one conference because when he first brought it up, when he was stumbling with his words, talking about 9mm, he was supposed to put in there that, you know, any rifle that shoots 9mm. He said 9mm. Now you know what that means. If he didn't screw that conference up, we all would have been screwed because it would have covered 9 millimeter handguns.
Right.
And any 9 millimeter or higher rifle.
The same thing as the magazines, you know. You know, they want the high-capacity magazines. It's like, well, what do you consider a high-capacity magazine? You know, like Jersey, if you go into Jersey with a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds, they'll put you in jail.
Yeah.
Even if, you know... Yeah, so they want to take the guns away from honest people because, I mean, it's just crazy. Look at the old man. Did you see that 80-year-old man that blew, you know, that shot that guy, said he blew his arm off? He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he's doing
well. I think
well.
He's okay, but he had a heart attack. But he shot that guy. I mean, you know. And watch, he's going to get in trouble, I bet. Just like that guy in the bodega.
Nah, he won't be. They won't make that mistake again. What's your thoughts there, Lorna? You're all quiet back there.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy.
Well, come on up here. Come on down here. I'll slap you around a little bit. Wake your ass up.
Yeah, that's all right. I can't believe you went back to Wisconsin.
Why?
Because you were so gung-ho about leaving.
I did leave. I was gone for 8 months, and I found out grass ain't greener on the other side, so I come back. Yeah, I think north is a better place to bug out if you need to. As soon as I crossed the Illinois-Wisconsin border and smelt that fresh cut hay, I was, nope, I'm not going back.
Yep.
It smells way better up here.
Yeah, until you fart.
Yeah, they're going after the cows. The cows fart too much, you know?
Yeah. Well, then they better go away
because I know they can
some stink bombs.
Did you see the condition of the cows and in the Midwest that the farmers had to sell because of the drought and they didn't have enough food or anything? I mean, they were nothing but skin and bone.
Yeah, that's like I said, you know, we've been talking about this for 2 years now, about the population control, and this is how they're doing it.
Yep, it's all by design.
You know, can't fear us into taking your jabs.
Yep.
So one way or another, we're going to take your life.
Yep. I agree.
And these people are too stupid to realize it until it's too late.
Yeah, I'm picking up as many hours as I can at Burlington because, you know, I want to make sure I'm well supplied, that I have everything I need. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because we are going, you know, when shit hits the fan, I got to be ready. And my sister's more asleep than I thought, man. I was hoping she was waking up. I mean, my sister, she's not like these crazy progressives. She's not like that. But she's absolutely woke. And, you know, and it's very annoying. And she's giving in to the ESG because, you know, of her company. You know, we do interpretation and translation. So we're definitely picking up business because of all these people that are coming into the country. And trust me, working at Burlington, I see them. I see the illegals. Because there's no way people are here legally because they can't speak any English. They don't know enough. They don't know any English. Any English.
Nope.
Here's the thing. I mean, there are people, especially the Spanish people, they, you know, for business and everything, they prefer to use their own language. I don't have an issue with that, but they know English. You know what I mean? These people don't know English at all. And they all have brand new $100 bills or these weird-looking credit cards, you know, that all look the same. You know, and it's not just Hispanics, but also Ukrainians. And, you know, there even, I've even serviced a couple of Russians. But, and then there's, and then the people from Haiti, I had a lot of people from Haiti last weekend, and some from Africa. Now, we do have a large refugee community and a large community of legal immigrants, you know what I mean, who have their green card and are going for their citizenship and everything. So, I mean, you know, so I'm used to seeing, you know, people from other cultures and countries here, you know, and that, so that doesn't surprise me. I don't have an issue with it. I think having a diverse community is a blessing, you know. I mean, we got all kinds of interesting food and clothes and music and everything, but they're here legally. Do you know what I mean? But, like, we got over 700 Afghani refugees that came, and they're taking all the jobs because Americans got all that money from the government, and now they don't want to work because they're worth more than what the jobs are willing to pay. And the jobs, though they pay a little bit more than they used to, they're not going to pay any more than they have to. And if these refugees are willing to work for $15 or $16 an hour, why pay $20? Or if they're willing to work for $20, why pay, you know, the American $25? You know what I mean? So, yes, they're taking away the job. And now when the illegals come over, they're getting a Social Security number as well as an ID, which means they're going to be taking over even more jobs, all right, as well as they'll be able to vote right away.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But the sad part about that part of it is these illegals aren't getting paid that kind of money. They're lucky if they get $2, $3, $4, $5 an hour.
No, it depends on what they're doing. No, I'm sorry, Bobby. Here, yes, they do. Here in Lancaster, they're getting paid well. They get paid well.
It depends on where they're working at and who they're working for. I'm telling you, I've seen it.
The illegals, you're right. They probably barely get, you know, minimum wage, if that, you know, because they're doing waitressing work or housekeeping or whatever jobs that you don't require a Social Security number for. However, the skilled jobs here in Lancaster, like in the factories and stuff, like the ones that the Afghani refugees got, trust me, they are making good money. And one of them who works as a translator for us, he just got a promotion to manager and set it up. We're going to be teaching ESL there to like 15 Afghanis that they hired. So trust me, yeah, they're making anywhere from $16 to $20 an hour, you know, plus benefits. Here in Lancaster, but they're refugees, so they're here legally. Do you know what I mean? Even though they're not citizens, they're here legally. So there's more things that they can do. The ones that come here illegally, what can they do? They can be a housekeeper, they can be a busboy or a waitress or something maybe. You know, things that, you know, and even that, you know, things that don't necessarily require, yeah, they can work on the pot farms or the bug farms that Bill Gates is starting up, you know. So now when they come over, if they get a Social Security number, now they can work in Burger King and McDonald's for $15 an hour.
Right.
So, trust me, it's, yeah. I don't know what it's like in other states. I only know what it's like here because we're a purple state. I mean, you know, we have, you know, and I think, I don't know that we're a sanctuary state, but I know Lancaster has a very large refugee population who are here legally, you know, and if some of them are taking in illegals, you see what I mean? So it's
yeah.
Or you know, they can get false paperwork just to, in order to work and make money. No, there it's all yeah. That's one of the reasons why I work at Burlington. I want to see what the hell is going on in my community, and I am seeing more and more illegals and refugees, and but I'm also talking to people, and there actually are quite a few people who are awake, you know, who you know don't like what's going on, and they're not just white people. The majority of them are actually Hispanic. You know, the Hispanics that are here legally, that are American citizens, were fought to come here, and the naturalized citizens who were refugees for 10, 15 years and then became American citizens and worked their asses off, they don't like what's happening.
No. No, because it doesn't fit their agenda.
Yeah, the people who came here the right way, it's not fair to them. Hang on a second. Hang on a minute. All right. Sorry, my niece called me. Hold on. At any rate, it's crazy. It is. It's crazy. I don't know what we're going to do. All I'm doing is praying because I have no faith in mankind anymore. I don't have faith in this government. Well, this government sucks. And I don't have faith in the people that are coming in and saying they're going to fix it because I don't believe them.
Nope. No, because the other joke I heard was the next, do you believe who's next on the Democrats list that they, the only one that they have that could possibly run?
AOC or Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
I heard both of them.
AOC.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, here's something I heard, and I wish I would have shared the interview because now I can't find it. So I saw this interview with this guy, and he was explaining how. It happened in history once before. I forget who with. But you know how Gavin Newsom showed up at the White House while Biden was away and everybody's making jokes about measuring the curtains?
Yeah.
Well, if they can figure out, if they can convince Kamala Harris to quietly resign from the vice presidency, Biden gets to pick a new vice president. Not Pelosi. See, Pelosi only becomes vice president if there's an Amendment 25. So, if Biden, so then he'll pick Gavin Newsom, and then they can do the 25th Amendment, in which case Gavin Newsom becomes president. And it has been done before. Not the 25th Amendment, but the replacement of the VP. I forget which one president it was. But it was an interview, and I wish I had shared it with somebody, but I was at work, and I forgot, so now I don't remember where it was I saw it.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of stuff out there lately, and it's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is.
They don't, you know, nobody takes into consideration of who is affected by everything that the government does. It's just us. We're the only ones being affected by every step they've taken to take away from us. And it just, you know, throwing taxes upon taxes, that ain't even helping their deficit that they built.
Oh, Spiro Agnew resigned, and he was replaced with Ford, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, we need more people like DeSantis in the government. Cause
oh, absolutely.
Especially
yeah,
what he did today. He went
yeah.
and he,
oh, yeah.
he suspended his district attorney.
I know. I was like, wow.
For not enforcing the law.
Right. I was like, wow.
See, that's the type of Republicans, or even Democrats, if they could be not like these idiots we have in office right now. If they could have a strong backbone and agree to disagree and agree
right.
with sitting down to actually sit and talk adultly about the problems and what can we do to fix them.
No, I agree. That's the thing. I mean, there's nothing. We want two-part. You want different points of view to sit down and compromise and figure out something that's going to help everybody. But when you have, when you're not willing to do that, you know, you just want complete control. And I don't just mean the Democrats. The Republicans are guilty of this too. If you're not willing to talk, then, I mean, what the hell?
Right.
I'm just
and
tired
that, and,
of
know,
Americans coming last.
Well, and that's what's going to happen until they change their friggin' ways.
Yeah, I'm just upset. You know, Americans keep coming last, and that's and it's very frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's when I go out to the store or something, and I'll sit there and hold conversation with people, and I'll be just like, you know. What would you do if you were a politician? And they're like, oh, you don't want me being a politician. I'm like, see, that's my point exactly. But then you got these idiots like AOC that doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. Going to argue about something that she should have really read up on before she opens her mouth.
Right. No, I agree.
And that's just it. You know, I don't want everybody to agree. I want everybody to have their input.
No,
that's
the other. You're right.
That's the other thing, you know, and I've been trying to get, and not to blast them or anything. I've been trying to get Democrats on here.
Yeah, but here's the thing: it's not just Democrats. Even within the Republican Party, there are differences. I mean, look, you've got people that support Cheney, and then you've got people that support Trump, type of thing. So, I mean. You know, I mean, she may be a piece of shit Republican, but she's still a conservative. She's not progressive. You know what I mean? So you
right.
still have, even within the party, you have people with differences. And we need to talk. It's so tough. You know, we can't understand each other. And it's crazy. But I don't know. I think the days of compromise and conversation, open conversation and compromise are done. I don't think we're going to see that anymore.
No, and you know, again, like I said, it's just sad that in less than 18 months, this country has really gone down.
Yeah.
I swore I would have never in a million years thought that I would live through something like this.
But we all knew he was going to destroy the country. He said himself, you know, all the shit that he was going to do. I mean, you know, I'm not surprised by any of it. In fact, I'll be honest, I'm surprised it took this long. I thought he was going to be done before this. He's actually lasted longer than I expected. I thought he would have been dead or removed by now. So I only gave him like 3 months. But here's the thing. I want to talk to people who don't agree with me because here's the thing. It's possible, and it has happened, where I'm wrong or I'm seeing something the wrong way. You know what I mean? Yeah, but the point is that how do we know if we're not willing to talk to each other? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why it would be nice, like I said, to have an adult conversation. And just as long as you know when you come in here, it's agree to disagree. None of this pulling his punches, you know. I know I get pissed off. A lot of the things that these both sides are doing right now is pissing me off. But my point is you know, everybody out there that have the same feelings of being pissed off at both sides, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, I don't know. We can, you know, life is, you know, we just have to take it one day at a time.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of us out there that are tired of taking it one day at a time. It's not getting anywhere.
No, I agree. I'm in a number of rooms, and people are very concerned. But I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, most people are not going to take up arms and go and attack these things.
No, that's not.
That's not what I was referring to.
Antifa
does.
Yeah, that's shit that militias do.
Right. I don't know. I just wish people would communicate.
Right. And, you know, this administration reminds me of what we have going on in our own group, where nobody wants to help. Nobody wants to do anything. And that really gets me too.
Yeah, did you see that in Jersey, that councilwoman hit that guy on the bicycle? Now, the guy on the bicycle was in the wrong. He went through a red light. So it wasn't that she broke the law, you know, that she ran a light, but she didn't stop. She didn't even slow down, and that is against the law. And worse yet, nobody stopped to help him. Nobody ran out to see if he was okay.
Nope. Welcome to New Jersey.
I think, you know, it's the COVID. Everybody's so afraid of COVID and monkeypox and, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. And also, he was white, so, you know.
You want to check it and make sure it's okay.
But there's just so much going on. I mean, and it's like, even especially on social media, like I've said before, you know, you can't believe it. A lot of this stuff, because it's not true, but a lot of this stuff, you look in between the lines, and it's like, it's right there in front of your face. But
it's crazy.
I know a lot of people are all like, oh, well, wait till November. Yeah, what are you going to do when it doesn't go your way again because of the cheaters? And just like you said, you know, who's saying it's going to make things better?
Yeah,
for all
not,
we know, it could be two times worse. But they, like I said, if they want to dig themselves out right now, all they have to do is start putting cuffs on people, especially Fauci, for all the lies on this frigging hyped up hoax. And all the evidence they got against him, same thing with Biden and Hunter and Pelosi. And then you got Schumer and Schiff. Them two, they've got enough evidence on both of them for lying to Congress.
Yeah, but they don't care because they're Democrats.
Right. And that's what really peeves me the most, is because you got evidence, hard evidence, and it ain't made up shit. Not like you did with Trump.
You know what cracks me up is I see people, you know, like interviewing in the street and everything, and they ask them, name one thing, good thing that Biden has done. And do you know what the answer is? Diversity.
Yep. They just get quiet. They don't answer it.
But they don't know how to do the job. I have no problem with, you know, somebody that wears dresses, but you got to at least know how to do the job. And it turns out, find out, he's a pedophile.
Yep. Like I said, they've got enough evidence on these higher-ups. Prove to the people that you mean what you say and start putting them behind bars.
Right.
Because you know for damn well straight, if it was somebody like us, we'd be behind jail for a long time.
Exactly. It's not equal justice for all.
No, it's the way that they feel that they should run the law that day, and they make shit up.
Yeah.
We also have Randy on here too.
Oh, hi.
Howdy.
How are you?
Tired.
Tired.
I put in 9 hours at work today, and then after work, I had to go to physical therapy.
Oh, no. How's your daughter?
She's ornery as ever. I think Lorna's been over here corrupting her.
Lorna is the corrupting.
Lorna, go visit. No, I don't think so.
See, that's Lorna's got a longer reach than we thought.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, she's a good girl. They've been looking at houses to rent over in Virginia. David's been sending her pictures of some of them. So.
That's good.
Yeah, no, all we can do is hope, pray, and prepare.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Y'all was talking about, you was talking about all the stuff they have on a lot of the Democrats. You left one out that we all heard what all she had to say, and that's Maxine Waters.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that woman is evil.
Yeah, you don't hear much from her anymore.
No.
She
remember when
me.
She was trying to stir up the Democrats and against conservatives?
She's
yeah.
the only one. I have to admit that if anybody could make me believe in an alien race taking over our leaders, it's her.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you got ones like Maxine. You got Schumer. You got the
yep.
little Neanderthal.
Nadler,
who looks
oh
like the friggin' he looks like the friggin' penguin off of Batman.
Yeah.
Did you guys see? Oh my goodness! Did you guys see the blurb that Tucker showed between Nadler and the woman, the West New York and East New York for their debate? They had no choice. They had to debate. He's like 75 and she's 76. And they have dementia as bad as Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
He said how he impeached Bush 2 times. I mean, it was crazy.
It is. I mean, but, hey, that's what we got to deal with. That's And I hope to God it ain't for 2 more years. But, I mean, you know, and then all these storms that are all of a sudden popping up and tell me it ain't – I mean, I'm not – saying it to be a conspiracy theorist, but tell me it ain't HAARP that's playing around with the friggin' systems again.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No.
Me neither. I feel the same way. I mean, come on. All of a sudden, we're getting these heat warnings. I mean, it's no
yep.
hotter this year than it was last year. Not really. Maybe we have more days that are this temperature, but I mean, it isn't any hotter. It's the humidity that gets me.
Right, but when you look at it in the big picture, there's places that never had this kind of heat in decades. Now
right.
all of a sudden does.
And they want to blame climate change. I was watching something. I watched these little documentaries, these little interviews and stuff, and I forget to like bookmark or whatever, and you know, and my memory is getting bad. But they were talking about how, you know, they hide the weather. They've been hiding the weather. In other words, they were showing information in a particular area for 1 year. And they were talking about, but it hasn't dropped. It was like it dropped 1 year, but then the next year is back where it was before or something like that. And they said there is no climate change. They pick and choose their years to make it look like it, but there really isn't. You know, I mean, not anything like what they're discussing anyway. Personally speaking, I think any major damage or, you know, temporary damage or whatever, anything effective. aspect of the weather patterns, personally speaking, I think it's the rocket ships they send up through the stratosphere, the missiles they send through the stratosphere, the HARP, you know, that they use to fuck around with the weather.
Yep.
And I saw Tucker Carlson was talking to this one meteorologist whose father was also a meteorologist, and he was saying that he's preceding the hurricanes. He said, he goes, when our hurricanes, because it's not really, it's not so much that, you know, you may be having a few more of them than in the past, because it's really kind of hard to tell. He said, but here's the thing. We have more than enough warning that we could seed a hurricane. And he goes, and it wouldn't take much to disrupt it so that you could knock a Category 5 down to Category 3. He goes, it's not that you're going to completely get rid of it. He goes, but you would lessen, you know, the destruction. And I saw another documentary that they were talking about weather, you know, and here's the thing. Less people die during these storms, during bad weather, because of electricity and fossil fuels and air conditioning and heat. He goes, less people are dying because of them. Even the ones that are more destructive, they have a lower percentage of people dying.
Yep.
So as you know, so they want to get rid of the stuff that helps people, not as many people die. Personally, I'm like, pull the plugs on all the vegetables. You want to save money in health care. You want to, you know, save electricity. Pull the plugs on all the vegetables. Why do we have to keep people alive because their family's feelings will be hurt if you pull the plug? They have no quality of life. You know what I mean? And I don't care if it sounds cold. Let these people go to God. If you believe, you know, all these people, good Christians that believe in God and heaven, why are you keeping your family member hooked up to a machine knowing that they're never going to wake up again, or if they do, that they're not going to have any kind of life? Let them go to their Father in heaven. If you truly believe in God and Christ in heaven, why are you keeping them alive like a vegetable? Because you don't want to say goodbye. You know, so there you save some electricity and, you know, and this, that, and the other thing. You know, stop sending all these missiles through the air just because you want to show your strength.
Stop sending all that money over to Ukraine.
Right.
When we're hurting over here.
Yeah, no, I agree. Absolutely.
But again, you know, he's got all four corners. He's got China, North Korea. No, he's got China, Ukraine, Taiwan, and Russia that you know, he's in their pockets. You got proof on that. And why are they dragging their feet? Oh, because it's the Democrats. And it ain't made up shit like the Democrats are famous for.
No. No.
I mean, I just like everybody else, I would love to live a peaceful life, but with the way that they're tearing our country apart, there's no such thing. Everybody's affected one way or another over what the government does. And I'm sick
right.
and tired of the billionaires and the politicians. They don't care. You know why? Because they got the money.
Right.
They can survive. They don't care. So make examples out of them when they do wrong.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's crazy. Now they decided that you know that Ukraine is lost. So we're not going to help Taiwan, and we keep giving mixed messages on Taiwan. Now, Bobby, you probably know better than me. I always thought that we did think of Taiwan as an independent country, as a sovereign nation. I thought that's always how we dealt with them.
I never
heard of this one China rule or whatever. I never even heard of that. Now they're acting like it's always been like that. But I never heard of that.
No, and that's what I've always said for years, especially when I was in the service. The government lies so friggin' much, and they hide the truth, that I feel that a lot of stuff that I witnessed myself, that only us military people witnessed, it should have been put out to the American people. Should have put out,
right.
Actually been put out all around the world. It shouldn't be hidden. They'd rather sabotage it from behind enemy lines by sending some of these CNN reporters that actually give up the location where your platoon's at.
Right.
So, you know, I always said, whenever they told me I had to take a crew out with me, I told them, I said, no recording devices, no cameras.
Right.
I see a camera, I see a recording device, it's going to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell the real truth. You're not gonna sit there and friggin' videotape and record and then edit out to make us look bad. Screw you. And that's
I agree.
That's what that's all these media people, these fake media people do.
Yeah, I don't understand. I really don't. And like I said, I always, you know, I mean, I learned, I didn't realize that Taiwan, the government of Taiwan was the ousted government of China when the communists took over. That I didn't know. You know, but I still, I'm 58, and I have never heard of Taiwan being anything but a sovereign nation.
Right.
Hong Kong, I was always taught Hong Kong was leased to England and was eventually going to have to go back to China. So if you told me one China, you know, whatever, with regards to Hong Kong, you know, yeah, I get that. But Taiwan, never, ever heard of it, ever. And now they're acting like it's been like this for always.
Again, that's these higher-ups that, you know, they don't know what to – they've been telling lies so long that they don't know what the truth is.
Yeah, it's weird. That's all I know.
But to sit there and you know and now we got to worry about when we do go vote in November, is it going to count or is it going to count against us?
Right. You see what's happening in Arizona. Have you been tracking that shit?
Yeah, I got a couple of friends that live out there.
Yeah, and one of the broadcasts, I think it was CNN or Fox or somebody was, well, we don't know why she's complaining. She's winning, and she's still talking about fraud. And I'm like, you idiot. We're not talking about fraud just because, you know, we lose. We're talking about fraud because fraud is fraud no matter who does it.
Exactly.
Or benefits from it.
And I say I said it last year. Rip them friggin' Dominion friggin' machines out of these voting places. If you got to sit there and count cards by hand with
right, if you're going to take 2 or 3 days to count.
And I say at each stack, a Republican and a Democrat have to review it.
And an independent, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. The same thing, they ran out of ballots. Well, we weren't expecting so many. And I'm like, bullshit. You have rules. They have to register to vote. You know how many people are going to show up to vote.
How many absentee ballots actually especially from the military, didn't even reach? Well, it reached their destinations, but I bet you they didn't get counted.
Yeah, I don't know. These days with the most military. Did you see they put a damn drag show on the naval base or the Air Force base or some shit?
They put what?
There was a drag show. Did you see the drag show at one of the bases?
Oh, yeah.
What a disgrace.
Well, you know, that's all your military is going to be with this administration. They've already proven that. They don't want real soldiers.
No, because they want China to be. They're idiots. They think that, you know, they let China buy all this land and whatnot, that China can just walk in and take over. It's not going to work like that.
If they keep on allowing the shit that they're doing, it is going to happen.
No, but it's not going to be successful because, I'm sorry, I mean, even some of these woke-ass, you know, Antifa-type criminals or whatever, they're not going to put up with this shit either. Those Chinese are going to come marching in and get shot up.
Well, and again, you know, and this is just my opinion. I think I've said it before. Russia and China are going to get together, and they're going to, and that's why China is buying up all this land, because Russia and China are going to come in and attack us from the inside.
See, I'm not so sure. I'm not saying, and again, I know Russia's not our friend. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I think Russia right now is more concerned about Russia. And they're part of the world. That's the difference between Russia and China. I'm not saying that, you know, they're not. I think Russia wants to be what the United States was, which means that they have to make their own country strong. So I absolutely believe that he will try and take over Ukraine completely. And then he's going to stop and build up strong, and then he's going to go move on. You know, he's smart. China, who has a hell of a lot more people, more weapons, this, that, and everything than even Russia, I absolutely agree with you. I'm not saying that Russia won't help them, but I don't really see Russia actually invading the United States the way China would. Does that make sense? You know, I'm not saying they wouldn't blockade or they wouldn't do other stuff, but I don't actually see them sending people here to invade.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why neither country will send in forces. They'll just do it on the back slate.
Right. I didn't know this, but it seems that the United States government has known this for years and hasn't done anything about it. Did you know that China controls both ends of the Panama Canal?
Yeah.
least the last 10 or 12 years?
Yep.
What the fuck? 66% of our goods from the rest of the world come through the Panama Canal. Not to mention 90% of our drugs, 88% of our solar and batteries and all that stuff, they take over Taiwan. We really are fucked. They don't need to invade. They'll just, the American government will just hand the country over to them. There won't be any fighting other than by American citizens. There won't be, I mean, you know,
Welcome to the United States of China, Russia.
Yep. They want our land. They need our land because of food and stuff. So I don't think they're going to nuke us. But, you know, there are other things they can do. Like I said, I'm living one day at a time. I say my prayers every night. You know, I'm keeping my place with God good, you know, because that's where it's going to be. I honestly, you know, if they don't change things soon, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's unfortunately we're at that point right now.
You know, I mean, periodically it looks like we have a win, but then when you look at it, we really don't. And, you know, if the good guys were in charge or were winning, we would not be seeing all these children, you know, coming across the border, raped, 10-year-old turning up pregnant from her mother's boyfriend who's an illegal, which she is as well. I mean, you know, it's crazy. You know, women, you know, you've got a woman beating up an 18-year-old because she's pro-life. You know, did you see that story, that poor 18-year-old girl who's, you know, pro-life knocked on this woman's door, talked to the mother. The mother said, no, we're pro-abortion. You know, I don't want to sign your paper. And the 18-year-old girl's like, oh, okay. You know, everything was fine. She started walking away, and the daughter comes running out of the house and beat the shit out of her. So, yes, it was on the news. Yes. You know, so well, think about it. If you're willing to kill a fetus in the womb or when it's half out of your crotch, you're still willing to kill a baby, why wouldn't you be willing to beat the shit out of somebody that disagrees with you? Look at Antifa and BLM.
True.
It's almost the same people. The people who are pro-abortion are the same people who support Antifa and BLM. These bleeding heart and the gay community. They're all bleeding heart, open-minded liberals who are some of the most violent people I've ever seen. They want to get rid of your guns, but they want to beat the shit out of you.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
I'm a little tired.
I know.
No, you're not tired.
Maria said, no, you're not tired. She heard you.
No, I am tired. Unfortunately, they work me too much. So fuck.
But, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Just like we said, you know, it's getting unreal. I mean, I thought this would be over with too, but it's not.
And the longer it goes on, the less likely I think that it's going to get better.
Yeah, I just really wish it would turn around.
Yeah,
quick.
I mean, I hate to sound negative. You know, I don't want to be negative.
No,
but
that's the way that they're treating us.
You know, you know, I keep hoping for the best, and I will continue to do, you know, whatever I can, you know, to try and help, you know, things. I will get out and vote. I mean, I'm not going to do it for the right to vote or anything like that, but I really don't see anything getting better if you don't see a change soon. And I mean real soon. You know, I don't know. Maybe all it will take is Trump saying, I'm running. Maybe that's all it will take. I don't know.
Right.
You know, maybe
hey,
once, you know.
We got Dr. Phil with us now.
Oh, hey, Dr. Phil. How you doing?
My brother.
Good. I've been listening for a little bit. Hey, you know, one of the things is I see those kids in the shelters, the unaccompanied immigrant minors, and I have 10-year-olds who have been raped, but I also have married 12-year-olds who have children. Their thoughts on that or their socialized behavior in their countries may be different from ours, whereas a 10-year-old thinks sex was okay. And that's
okay.
Why she ended up getting pregnant. But I'm not agreeing with it, and so it's not right. So we got to follow the laws of the country, the laws of the land. It's going to be rape whether it was sexually forced on her or not because of the age difference, right? So that's rape is still going to be whether, you know, because she's not old enough to make her own decision. But in their culture, it might be considered normal. That's something to think about. Think outside the box. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong, too.
No, you don't understand, okay? I understand and agree. I don't have an issue. You're right. There's a difference. Like, if you were to take a 13-year-old from the 1500s, no, they're married. They've got children. They've got a house. They've got servants. Whatever. They're raising their life. They're dying.
You need to go kill these bugs, motherfuckers. Because I'm tired of it.
I mean, you had a fat liver. It's a pig. And have children. I get that. I don't have an issue with that. I don't like it, but I understand.
I don't like it.
But there's a difference between that and a 10-year-old being raped, brutally raped, in order to pay her way across the desert.
I got you. I agree 100%.
So I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. But like,
yeah,
there is a difference.
Well, wait,
my skepticism.
Did I see
so,
you? Yeah, I did.
Who's that talking to me?
We'll call you.
No, it's your sister in the background, Phil.
What I do?
Oh, okay.
No,
wow, she's pretty loud
talking to him.
Oh, okay. She's louder than we are when we're trying to talk.
Yes.
I still love you.
Oh, God. Yeah. So my point is my skepticism exists from I don't trust the media reports that are coming out. I don't even agree that should even be broadcasted something like that. I mean, the person should get in trouble by the law for making a big media frenzy out of it for political gain. I am so grateful that at the moment, the kids that do show up at the shelter unaccompanied from a rape or a, you know, pregnancy that they didn't consent to, they are at this point allowed to opt for abortion because of that. As long as it's within a certain time frame. I mean, if they're 8 months pregnant, that's murder.
Right.
But if it's within the legal time frame, the government will still pay for their abortion because of the way the baby was conceived. So I'm grateful that's in place. I think they're trying to take that away. Now these kids are going to come over here and they're going to get pregnant by somebody and they have no recourse.
But see, here's the thing. They shouldn't be coming over here. It's because of this freaking administration that we have so many of them coming over here.
I actually don't mind these unaccompanied children coming over here.
I don't.
I do, because
these are refugees, immigrants. They're trying to escape tyranny and oppression. The children are. I'm telling you why. I got kids that they're right in front of them. They shoot their father and their mother and tell these kids that if you don't join our gang, I'm going to shoot you too. And these kids have nowhere to turn to. They're orphaned. And they make their way here because they've heard they can have a good life and they're going to get taken care of. I'm okay with that. I'm not okay with the adults or those who are capable of living on their own or the governments that are allowing them to do this. Why can't these governments take care of their own children? Because they are part of the corruption. So where's our government going wrong by not taking care of this shit in those countries?
Why should it be our responsibility?
We're the world police, girl. Haven't you heard?
But I disagree with that.
I do too, but we are.
Well, not
we pick
anymore.
Our battles.
Now China can take over.
No,
let
China's been in
control now.
Don't be so naive, girl. China has been in control for a long time. It ain't just recently.
Yep.
They've been.
All right. You know, this is why I don't cry. I don't cry with sarcasm. I'm being sarcastic.
And England owns the Bank of America, and so the Queen and King, whoever is going to be the King, they're still going to be getting dividends off our country too. So.
Yeah.
So
America's
only a perception. It's not really what you think it is.
Yeah. Well. It was a great experiment that failed.
I'm just waiting for Texas to go on its own and become independent.
You really
yep.
think they'll do that? I think
they've been
Florida
talking about it for years. That would be awesome. I would move to Florida in a minute. The problem is there's a lot of drugs in Florida, and every
like
white
Florida.
Person, I live here in South Texas. Don't take this as a racial comment. This is not even a prejudice. I have seen in where I live, right on the border of Texas and Mexico, I have seen white people panhandling because they are broke. And I've talked to them, and they're from Florida. And the reason they came here is because the drugs are cheap.
Yep.
So I'm
see, the same
when I see what
California.
Why is that? I mean, Florida is like a great place, but they don't have access because they're landlocked. Does that make sense? Or Texas is just
no.
it's just a little river.
Florida is landlocked.
Well, it doesn't have a border with a country that is bringing drugs into it. How's that?
Okay.
I mean, the drugs are landlocked. No. Florida's not landlocked by any means. I just used the wrong term. You know you're thinking of something in your mind and it makes total sense, and then you spit it out, and you're like the stupidest idiot on the planet. Nobody knows what you're talking about but you. Hey, how's everybody
yep.
doing anyway?
I'm doing
hanging
great.
In there.
Down.
Yeah. What's the topic tonight? People?
Just what's been going on around the country and the world, Phil.
Is tonight's not the missing person?
No, that's Monday nights.
Oh, okay. Cool.
World War III.
World War III. Is it politics? Is it just politics? Or do you really,
no,
really think this? You really think this is going to go down? You know, I don't understand why there's so many things that are put out on like the conservative radio stations that are saying Biden has his hands in the Chinese and he's making money from them and Hunter's making money from them. And there's so many proof that this is all going down, but ain't a damn person doing anything about it. What?
That's what we were talking about. All this proof and nobody's doing anything.
Who would do
talking.
It? Who, Who would do it? Who was responsible?
They're saying vote us into office and we'll do something about it. Bitch, do something about it now.
That's bullshit because they're in office. What are they doing about it?
That's my best friend.
So, and then whose responsibility is it? Is it the DOJ? Is it the?
The DOJ is just so freaking corrupt. It's disgusting.
Is it the CIA?
Actually,
I mean, the CIA is the one who took out that ISIS leader who actually died a year ago. Is that what I heard?
No,
is that
more
true?
Than a year ago. Whatever. There's no evidence of it.
Yeah, but how come? No one's talking about that.
Because there's no evidence that he did anything.
Right. And there's no evidence that they killed him, right? Because they probably destroyed the entire body with that super heavy weight.
The Taliban, they're saying that he wasn't even there. I don't know. They have lied to us so many times. They probably killed some water boy and his children like they did the last time.
Yeah, possibly. And they've been lying to us for years. I mean, when I was a kid, they told us America was the greatest country on the planet.
Well, we were.
And,
we were better than the other choices.
Well, they told me all these other places were third world, indigenous. People were just jealous of Americans, and they want to kill us. And until I went to the service and went to these other countries and found out, there's nothing different about these places. They're not that indigenous.
Well,
they're not that
poor. You're right.
They're you know, so they've been socializing us all of our lives, and what's to make us think that they're still not continuing to do it? I feel like an episode from that movie where the guy unplugs himself and realizes that he's actually just sleeping and dreaming?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, that's a system. I mean, I've always known that I used to get into arguments all the time with people about other cultures. I'm like, who the fuck are we to put our mores on other cultures? There's a lot of things that other cultures do that I don't like, that I disagree with. You know, but that's part of their culture that they've been doing for hundreds of years. But yet when you have China doing what they're doing to the Uyghur Muslims and you turn a blind eye to that, but you want to penalize cultures that women stay home because that goes against all you believe in. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, I'm with you. America, I don't like America being Big Brother. Why the hell do we got to, because these third world countries have things that we want, that our rich want, that our elite want. And so we send in our military to help the people, the oppressed people. In the meantime, they're stealing them blind.
True. And they're stealing the American people blind, too, by using our tax money for their ambitions.
Yep.
And we already found out the vote don't mean shit. So even the votes in Congress that they're doing, those votes don't mean shit either because of all the backdoor money changing hands, the lobbying and all that bullshit. They're not there for the people, they're for themselves. So it's time for civil war. And I think the civil war is going to be when the Republicans get in control, because most people are switching. They're going with the Republicans. Still, be on the lookout for that bullshit socialization, even from the Republicans.
I'm sorry. I don't think the red wave is going to make much of a difference.
I hope it makes some difference I really want more of a conservative government. I don't give a shit if Taiwan and China blow the fuck up out of each other. What I give a shit about is what if China came here and blew missiles across our country? These are blowing missiles straight across Taiwan.
They're buying up all our farmland. They don't need to send missiles. They just need to try and starve us.
No, they're buying our farmland, and they're putting the blockers so when we want to fire off the damn missile, it ain't going to work. They're building their own defense system in our country.
But they're destroying our farmland, or they're using it for themselves. I don't think foreign nationals, especially any of them, not just the communists, I don't think foreign nationals should be allowed to buy any kind of American property.
No, but here's the thing. You're just leasing that property. You can't buy. You can't own it. You think you own it, but you don't. The government still owns that property. You're just allowed to use it. Am I right or am I wrong? Do you own the mineral rights? Have you struck oil in your property? Do you own the mineral rights? Hell no. Government gets it. Or the oil company that owns it, or the school district that owns it, or the railroad company that owns it.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to be that way. You know, I mean, our country, I mean, when they allowed, when that president, was it Eisenhower or whoever it was that threatened to pack the court, and they gave him control of the regulatory in order for him not to pack the court, that was definitely one of the major bad points that was done, and that's one of the reasons we're in the situation that we're in, is, you know, now the oil companies are afraid to drill oil, or we can't fix our roads, despite the trillions of dollars they got to fix shit, we can't fix anything because of all the regulations, so, yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, we are fucked, because America's getting poorer and more in debt, while these other countries are getting richer and having more power based upon financial means.
Like I said, we need to pull back all our troops and tell the rest of the world that they can go fuck themselves. They can kill each other or not. We don't care. We need to fix ourselves.
We need to do what Trump did with the fucking UN, too. Hey, you fucking pay your own way, too. We're tired of paying your bills.
Yes. That's what I said.
Yep.
Tell them to go fuck themselves. And NATO. NATO's time is gone. I mean, you know, if anything, NATO has caused war with Russia.
And I don't even think Trump should run for president. Don't get me wrong. Trust me here on this. I think he should do just like Obama's doing, sit back and run the country with some puppet in his place.
Well, not a puppet. Somebody made a suggestion that I think was a very good one. If he runs, he should get DeSantis to run as his vice president.
I don't.
You don't think the two of them together would work well?
I think you should get Ted Cruz.
Really? Ted Cruz? Why Cruz instead of DeSantis?
Because Ted Cruz has more international experience. And Ted Cruz is one of the guys who went out there and fought and wrote up with the Attorney General of Texas all of those complaints that Trump had about the election. Those other guys just joined in on the party. DeSantis,
okay,
all those
so
guys,
then,
you know.
So I think
Ted Cruz is a battler, man. But you're right. DeSantis is making waves. But, you know,
so
Ted Cruz is
Trump,
– yeah.
Trump,
but you know who would be better?
Trump,
I think – aren't you proud of Texas for sending all those illegals to Washington, D.C.?
No.
Why not? You want them in your state?
And I think they should have sent them back to Mexico or whatever country they came from.
Well, Biden won't allow it.
Right. Sending them to Washington, what did it do? I mean, I like that he did it. I like that Arizona did it. You know, I understand why he did it. I know a lot of people say he was just helping Biden, and I don't think that's the case. Now, what he's doing now, I do have a problem with. So he's not busing them to D.C. anymore. He's gathering them up and bringing them to the Border Patrol so the Border Patrol doesn't have to go and get them themselves. So he's using Texas taxpayer dollars to do federal work.
Because we can't get the federal money. And you know what else we're doing? Our local sheriffs are gathering these people up, and they're driving their ass back to the border here in Texas. Our sheriffs are doing that in the different counties. They're gathering up all the illegals. They're taking them right back to the border where they came from. But then once they get to the border, once they get to the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection are federal, and they go by the laws that are in place from the White House. So that's the situation.
Which is now giving them Social Security numbers and ID.
They're giving them ID, that's for sure. And we do want immigration is good for the country, not illegal immigration that's going on.
I disagree. Yeah. I do not think this immigration is good for the country. I'm sorry, I don't.
Legal immigration is good for the country because everyone that comes in legally, they're taxed. They're taxed and they're filtered and they're vetted. You know,
not
anymore, ma'am. Not now because of the policies that are in place. And who wrote those policies? Hello. Why is Biden finishing the wall that Trump started in Arizona for political gain? Everything that he has reversed, and he made this whole crisis, now that he's trying to fix his own mistakes politically, is making him look like they look better. Now he looks like a good guy in Arizona because he's helping continue the wall. Why? He wants votes and he wants his Arizona Democrats. He wants the Democrats to win that election.
According to Karen, he's not building the wall. He's fixing Trump's mess.
He's finishing Trump's wall. Yeah, I heard Karen. I heard her say that. The mess left behind by our predecessor. Yeah, I heard that shit. Mm-hmm.
Like I said,
fixing what the last administration refused to.
Hey, I have a question for all you guys. For example, if Biden was found unfit, Kamala Harris retired, and Pelosi would have gotten killed in China, in Taiwan, who would be the next guy in line? Who's the fourth guy in line for presidency?
Hey,
I don't remember.
Ayok.
Oh,
That's who they're gaming. That's who they're gambling on for this next election.
But technically, is it? The Secretary of State, or who's the fourth person in line after the Speaker?
I think it's the Secretary of State.
Yeah,
or the Majority Leader. Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not curious about. I was kind of curious, though, because I could see all three of those people being taken out at one time, and that fourth person who you don't even think about can step up and take the reins.
I was telling Bobby, it is Secretary of State.
It is Secretary of State, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And who's that, Blinken?
Oh my God, I think so. Or Kirby? Who's Secretary of State? I don't know. Wait a minute. I heard that another plan is to get Kamala to retire. I was telling Bobby about it, and get her to get a cushy job, buy her off, and then have Biden pick Gavin Newsom. That's why he was at the White House, and then 25th Biden and Newsom would become president.
Wow. That's awesome.
What?
I said that's awesome. They got it all figured out. And what are we doing about it? If you are conservative, if you are Republican, what are we doing about it? Bitching and moaning.
I don't know. I have no idea what they're doing about it. Most of them think that the white hats are in control. What the fuck do I know? As for the politicians. I mean, you've got a few good ones like Marjorie Taylor, Ted Cruz. Even though he's old, Grassley is good. let's see, John Johnson, Kennedy. I like Kennedy.
Why is DeSantis so popular? I mean, what has he done? He has defied everything the Democrats has tried to do, which
yes.
probably is making him popular. But why do you think he would be a good vice president? Just for popularity?
Somebody else was saying that but it would just make it easier for him to become president after Trump is out of office. But
oh,
I think you're right.
As much as they fucked with Trump, why would he even want to be president again? I wouldn't.
Because he loves this country. You don't understand.
I think Trump got more power in his MAGA position now than he did while he was president. Because not one time have they gone after him for what he's doing now. They're trying to go after him. Oh, he just built up a big old Trump nation. He built up a big old MAGA nation, America First nation, and now they're all scared of his power. Now, he's got more power now because of the shit he went through while he was president. I felt so sorry for him, too. I felt so sorry for him. That's why I don't think he should run. I think he should be behind the scenes pulling the strings.
I agree 100%. If Trump were to run, yes, I would vote for him. But personally,
yep.
I think he should back a younger person.
And the thing is, as soon as he gets back in, should he run and he wins, which I expect him to, they're going to continue trying to find every impeachable offense possible, and his life is going to be miserable.
Not if Republicans are in control. If the Republicans are in control and stop kissing the ass of the Democrats, I mean,
mm-hmm.
think about it. The Democrats ignore the Republicans. Why the fuck can the Republicans ignore the Democrats when they're in power?
Well, the thing is before these guys get out of power, they're still trying to manipulate the only people who can affect the presidency, and that is the...
Electoral College.
The SCOTUS. SCOTUS. No, SCOTUS.
Yes,
yep.
SCOTUS. Biden has decided to have the DOJ go after SCOTUS and accuse them of being anti-constitution for overturning Roe v. Wade.
Uh-huh.
that's
the problem. But see, the executive branch was put in place to keep the three branches. Each branch is supposed to be a check and balance. And the Democrats is slowly erasing and making it like a blurred line where
Correct.
They're saying, yeah. And if they stock if they make some laws that changes the judicial branch, we're going to have a problem. Even if we have a full Republican majority, it's going to be tough.
I understand what you're saying, but here's the thing. No matter what our personal beliefs may be about abortion, Roe v. Wade is not protected by the Constitution.
No, it isn't. But my point is they want to assassinate our justices so they can put
yes.
their Democratic justices in the place.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And it
That's
has to be done. It has to be done before 2024. You watch.
We'll see what happens. You know, like you said, though, we might war has already started. There's already a fourth generation or fifth generational war going on across the world right now. There's some actual kinetic wars going on too in Ukraine and the Middle East and stuff. But with all the hacking and what Taiwan, what China's doing to Taiwan, these are all actions of war. You know, blockading, not allowing food to pass. You know. Destroying farmland. You know, this is all for, you know, war doesn't necessarily have to be between countries. I mean, you've got the World Economic Forum and the globalists what they're doing is an act of war too. You know what I mean? Destroying farmers so that they have to sell their land, buying it all up, and then not wanting to grow food, but to grow bugs. It's, you know, like I said, we're already at war. This isn't war between good and evil.
I pray, and I am not a militia, and I am not any of that stuff, but I pray secretly there is a civil war going on with people trying to change the media and how they're socializing our children. I would love to get factual information spread out to the media and the social media platforms where it's the truth, not a political point of view. And the main thing is you need somebody underground that's going to go in there and try to take those places out. And that has got to be a civil war on a level that is more like technical, I guess you would call it, not actually physically fighting.
Yeah, it's called fifth. That's what your fifth generational warfare is. That's your technology.
I see. Yeah. Hey, I was in the Navy. All I did was float around on a boat. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's your hack. Your hacker. Yeah, I know a little bit. That's your hackers and, you know, and all that other
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your fifth generational warfare.
Yeah, but our social media and our actual media sites, they all have mm-hmm. to be like shut down and actual truth put out. And
who determines the truth?
Right.
If I try and speak the truth.
2 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Why haven't the Republicans gotten primetime spots and gone out there and rebutted everything the January 6th committee said and made
Tucker
it Paul known to the public?
Well,
there's only one place. It's only one place, right? One place. And how many people listen to that guy?
Yep. Nope. All right, everybody. It was a great show. Thanks for being on with us. Love y'all. God bless y'all.
Love you too.
Yep.
God bless America, our children, our military, veterans, first responders, the missing, and God bless
Lerner, don't forget to send me that Snapchat, girl.
Ow.
God bless you guys.